This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Florida has become the target of intense presidential campaigning. President Bush has been there nearly 20 times since his inauguration. Senator John Kerry visited Florida yesterday, his second trip to the state since locking up the Democratic nomination. Florida is about one of 15 so-called swing states. But Florida's recount history and significant electoral votes mean the campaigns are spending a lot of resources there to earn votes and make sure those votes don't go anywhere else.
Today I entered the 2004 elections as an independent candidate for the presidency of the United States.
When Ralph Nader entered the presidential campaign last month, he was quick to say his support would come from conservatives and independents who are very upset with the Bush administration policies. But many Democrats say Nader's success on the Green Party ticket 4 years ago cost Al Gore Florida and ultimately the presidency.
We didn't spoil anything.
Mark Kamleiter is co-chair of the Green Party of Florida. In 2000, Al Gore lost Florida by about 500 votes. Nader drew more than 90,000 votes there. Kamleiter has spent the last 4 years explaining how Nader did not play a spoiler role then and why he won't this year.
Nobody mentions that 250,000 Democrats voted for Bush in the 2000 election. It's easy. People want to find a scapegoat. And the bottom of it all is this: they don't believe that third parties should be involved in politics. As the political choices begin to narrow, it becomes more and more essential that very progressive grassroots voice does not get lost. And I believe this is where Nader comes in. I think our goal, as the Democrats' goal is to see that Bush does not have another 4 years in office. We could create such a populist mass movement that gets rid of this government. And I believe the Democratic Party and the Green Party can do that together. And we can do it with two different presidential candidates.
Mark Kamleiter, co-chair of the Green Party in Florida. Ralph Nader's grassroots message got its start more than 30 years ago when he made headlines as an everyman's consumer advocate. That resonated with commentator Diana Abu-Jabbar. The Florida resident supported Nader's run in 2000, but she also represents what the candidate is up against this time around.
I understand, Ralph. I really do. Of course you should run for president. Be the gadfly, the boat rocker, the whistleblower. We need you. Look what's become of us. Our so-called two-party system is a bunch of creaking corporate machinery. Big bucks, big industry, bloated, overweight suitors trying to buy our love. We long for some good old-fashioned principles, like yours. I learned about your work with consumer activism when I was in fourth grade. While all the other girls loved Donny Osmond, I loved Ralph Nader. And why not? A good Lebanese boy like you? You were a role model to me when I was a young girl in the early 70s. I, too, grew up in an Arab-American home. My immigrant family exalted the democratic values of free speech, freedom of the press, and equality for all. And there was young Ralph on the evening news, dark eyes blazing with indignation, a warrior and a pioneer. But here's the thing, Ralph, and I hope you'll understand. I can't vote for you. In 2000, when I did, I followed my heart and dreamed of a real hero in office. But things aren't the same. Maybe it's my fear of commitment, but it seems that the party is over. Listen, take some advice from one who really cares. Let yourself play Cyrano to our Roxanne. Whisper your messages to the leading man and let the Democrats carry the day. You've made the notion of social responsibility real and vital, shown us that there are ways to hold business and government accountable. We need you on the outside, looking in, a warrior, not a statesman. Ralph, please understand, even for you, my first love, I can no longer spare my vote.
The comments of Diana Abu-Jabbar, author of the novel Crescent, and professor at the University of Miami. Ralph Nader is not on the ballot today in Florida's primary. Today's contest is only for candidates seeking party nominations.